Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everyone, so much. I really appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Love that applause. Love it. I want to welcome you all to the Psychic Love Doctor Show, Friday edition. We also have over here to my left, whom you cannot see if you are watching us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page. That's a mouthful. Ooh.
Yes, a lot.
It is. Veronica is here. She takes notes on your readings. She also will be giving you a Rebel card reading after I give you one of mine. They are legitimate cards that you could pick them up from Amazon, et cetera. So just wanted to mention that to you, that she's here.
Hello.
There she is. What? Okay. And Jimbo Baggins is at the helm. He is your host there in the Facebook live streaming page. And he's my co-pilot here. Okay. So I just wanted to let you know that. Also, those of you who might be new to the show, we have to make the distinction. We're using only ordinary playing cards, poker cards. This is not tarot, not oracle, not angel, not any of the other really beautiful systems that are out there. And I've got to confess to you, I have not learned anything but personal prophecy. I was afraid other philosophies might bleed into it. And the way my grandmother gave it to me was so pure that as now the only living expert of this method, I'm very grateful that I didn't, you know, bring other things in. Oh, so Terry Sue.
International shout out, UK.
Yes, she's come to say night-night.
Night-night,
Terry Sue. It's late there.
I promise you, Terry Sue, you are going to hear from me. I will message you later tonight. Okay, I promise.
All right, back
you'll
to you.
Be sound asleep.
You'll be night-night.
Yeah. All right, so that's my spiel. What's yours, Jim?
My spiel is all business, all right? I want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only, but we still are here to have fun, and we shall do so. Also, it's a call-in show. Number is 515-602-9676. You can call in on regular phones, or you can Skype into that number, and we do get Skypers. So it's something for you international folks,
folks,
something you can contemplate is using Skype. There's a fee, but it's not as much as if you had an international calling plan on your cell phone. Good Lord, no. When you call in, you'll hear a couple things, and we have people on hold, and we see you on hold. Don't worry. When you call in, you'll get notified you're going on hold, and you'll hear the show, and that means everything's good. You're listening to the show.
Yeah.
You're on hold. We can actually physically see you on a list of callers, so you're good to go. If you get disconnected, get right back in. Call right back, right away.
And I want to mention about Skype. I happened to notice, and I meant to tell you, too. Oh, my goodness, that when you use Skype, and we use Skype on Mondays to call into News for the Soul, it isn't even one penny a minute. It isn't. And it takes a long time for us to use up 10 U.S. dollars. So I just want to let you know, it's really very inexpensive.
10 U.S. doll hairs.
Doll hairs? All right, go on, Jim.
All right, anyway, that's when you call in, you'll be on hold, which means you're going to go on speakerphone because you don't want to go insane. When we get to you, please kick off speakerphone, kick off Bluetooth. It's not because we're jerkwads. It's just because sometimes on those speakerphones and Bluetooth, by the time it comes out on our speakers, after it goes through internet, bouncing around on the internet, it can really be bad on our end.
Can be garbled.
If you have to do it, you have to do it, but just... there could be, we might not be able to hear you. We might have to kick you to the curb for the next caller. Also, The second means of communications is Facebook Messenger to Deborah Lee.
Okay.
But.
And you would come over this, the Facebook portal.
But, and listen carefully, everybody, because this gets foobarred a lot. Don't messenger us unless we actually ask you to messenger us right now, because we don't have a hold system. We don't have, it doesn't have an automatic queue. If you, like right now, if you messenger us, we're going to have to hang up on you.
Well, right now I've got it on, look, I've got it on mute. So if somebody calls when we aren't ready to take a call,
just don't do it, because they are first. They've been waiting. And so that's not fair. You know what I'm saying? Just don't do it. That's the moral of the story for Messenger, folks. Wait till we give you the thumbs up. Okay. And last but not least, people that are in Facebook Live unit that can't do either for whatever reason, if the line's empty, Messenger empties, we'll turn to you folks, and you can just type in your question when we ask. And that is it. That is all I've got. Okay, you ready to start?
I'm ready.
All right, we've got a bunch of callers. They're stacking up, so let's hit the list. And let's go to our first caller is area code 423, Volunteer State, Tennessee, 423.
Welcome to the show, Tennessee. What is your first name, please?
It's Damien, y'all. Sorry, I'm on Bluetooth. I'm on a delivery right now. I figured I'd call into the show tonight.
Oh, always a pleasure to hear from you, Damien.
And if we have trouble hearing you, it's because it is on Skype.
Right.
It's so far so good.
Let's just roll with it.
So far so good, Damien. Sounds all right so far.
What's happening, Damien?
Yeah, sounds good, actually. Real good.
All right. So the reason for my call tonight is I'm up here with my mom. We're going to go ahead and use both of our minds together, and we're going to go ahead and find the lawyer that you have foretold of in your readings. So
nice.
I guess the question for tonight's reading is, how close are we to finding this lawyer and finally getting this estate case settled?
Okay.
That's a good question.
Very good.
That's a good question, yeah. I mean, after this, yeah, you know, the legal system is a marathon event. There's no sprinting, you know, unless you get picked up for a DUI or something. But I'm saying as far as actual involved legal disputes, it's a long haul.
You know, it's got to be a good marriage between you and your attorney.
Yeah, I guess it's a two-way street. It's like interviewing for a job.
And
you know?
Just because you go to consult with one does not mean you are stuck. You know, they usually do a free consultation.
Usually it's free consultation, and, you know, and you can say, I'll get back with you. You know, we got a bunch on a list, you know, you can say that, and there should be no shame in that.
And something that I've found, this is for everybody, over the years, men attorneys tend to sometimes get a little too relaxed, where a female attorney, remember, she's competing in the good old boys club, and I think they have to, you know, really be go-getters.
Yeah, and it depends on the firm they're at and stuff, too. There's a lot of factors in that, you know. All right, Deb, the cards are down.
I'm going to tell you, Damien, I think you're very close. And to all of you out there, I'm not just randomly drawing a couple cards. I'm using a full 24-card layout, which is what I would do if I was meeting Damien privately or with any of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I want to tell you, yes, I think you're very close. I think the cost might cause you both to go, ouch.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think there is a Dollar Tree lawyer anywhere out there.
And I feel if you find a Dollar Tree lawyer or I call this also yard sale prices, you are not going to do well.
Do well, and it may be somebody new.
Right.
New in the practice of law, so.
Yep.
Oh,
gun, then, right?
And I am seeing, oh my gosh, the best card in the deck is attached to the card that symbolizes home. Home can mean property. It can mean a dwelling. But it, in your case, I believe it's about your case. And the Two of Hearts is pure awesomeness.
So looks like the road is getting
the road is going
clear.
Yes.
I believe
Damien's case is coming into its most ripe time for becoming reality. I wonder what that is.
I think it's a clean car.
Yeah.
It's probably a blinker.
Yeah. doing his thing. He's working. He's multitasking.
He's working.
Okay.
Work a man.
So don't lose heart. You still are well ahead of the game. And I feel there's going to be some real prosperity here, and it should come so fast it'll almost seem like poop through a goose.
Our favorite analogy.
So, Damien, you stay positive now, and you're going to find her. That woman's going to be a barracuda.
So it's going to be coming fast now.
Yeah,
so
I think it's going to move quickly.
Yeah, so they're getting, well, as far as landing a lawyer now, something is happening fast.
And you
so.
Know, because the other people, the other side,
the other
they...
punted.
They dismissed.
They asked for it to be dismissed because there's something they're afraid
of. There's something there, and this lady lawyer just might end up getting you a settlement without having
to. Matter of somebody just sitting down with a stack
like
of paperwork
it.
And doing their job, digging through it.
And rebel. Listen to this, Damien. This is your rebel card. Winning.
Wow, we like that.
You've got a good thing going. Don't ruin it.
Okay, so I guess keep on, keep on it.
There you are.
On.
Yeah,
keep
good
on,
for
keep
you,
on
Damien.
It.
And we look forward to getting good news from you.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be back in touch. I've just been busy the past little bit. But Lisa, I'm glad to know that things are on the right track. They're where they need to be. And it's just, I'm so close to the finish line. I might as well go ahead and give it that last bit of go I got left in me and just sprint to the
absolutely.
Finish.
Absolutely.
Never, ever quit when the finish line is in sight.
Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever, ever give up hope.
See, they expect his side will quit.
They're keeping their fingers crossed.
They're 1,000% saying, oh, yeah, they don't.
They're keeping
their
fingers crossed because
they
were like,
yeah.
Obviously, they said, oh, look at that,
something,
whatever that is. And they said, we got
to
just drop this and keep our mouths shut.
It's not even close to being empty while you're talking about
All right. She's a water-obsessed person.
All right. Well, Damien, you take care now.
Yep. Let us know. I'll keep in touch. All right,
well,
good luck.
Be back in touch.
All right, hon. Take care. Bye-bye now.
All right. Take care.
Water pitcher.
All right, ma'am. Yes.
Okie dokie. Let's go on. Let's keep on.
I like
on
that we started positive.
I was wondering when it was going to get to that point because we knew that that was the next step in that legal process, was him getting up with his mom and nailing down a lawyer.
And with him doing that together, watch and see the energy.
Well, two heads are better than one. Yeah. So, in fact, I mean, they kind of work together on that. They'll be able to decide.
And some might say, oh, Miss Deborah, you're being so sexist. There is a difference between the sexes. You know, in how we go about things.
It's changing, but it hasn't changed yet because there's still a lot of the old ones around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a matter. Another generation is not going to be like that in the legal field.
One of my lady
one more generation.
Lawyer client told me, and I mean, she's an impeccable dresser, beautiful, all these wonderful things as a woman, and they all tell her, oh, you're just a lawyer trying to land a husband.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Nobody's
going
to go through all that schooling and all those bills and all that heartache to do that. Good Lord. All right, anyway.
All right.
We shall move on to our next caller. And that call is from area code 425 in out west in the state of Washington, 425.
Washington, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
And your name is, your first name?
Deb, this is Barbara.
Barbara!
Holy
mackerel. Oh, boy, we haven't heard from you in quite some time.
Many moons.
How are you doing, my dear?
Things are not good.
Oh, no.
What's up?
Since Christmas, my husband's been talking about divorce and leaving me. And over Mother's Day weekend, I had a small stroke.
Oh, no.
Oh, she was
and
a piece of
life's just kind of the shits right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I feel like my husband used me because when I sold my other house, I paid off $20,000 of his debt. He still owes us another $50,000 to go. I've always made the house payment. So I've put a roof over his head for the past year and a half. So I feel really used.
Well, honey, I don't blame you.
Yep.
Do you know why he has turned, away as he is from this marriage? It seems so beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know specifically, you know. At times he says it's more of a business than a marriage. I'm not his first or his second wife. I'm his third wife. So he's obviously never been very successful, but he's an alcoholic that at Christmas time I finally laid down the law that he had to quit drinking because he had both my daughter and granddaughter in tears. They were here. And I said, you can't do this anymore. So unless he's sneaking it, there's nothing in the house.
Now, speaking of the house, is your name attached to it?
So the house is 100% mine. Yes, my name is on it. I made the down payment, and I make the payments every month, and I have proof of such. And this would be an uncontested divorce if it goes to that. And if I have to go to Vegas, I will. I'm not going to be in misery forever.
Of course not.
Mm.
And no one should be.
How have you been feeling your small stroke?
Your stroke.
It's a mini,
Are you fully back to?
I get tired very easy.
Yeah.
Walking's kind of wonky. In the mornings, my brain's very wonky.
Foggy, yeah.
Well,
has he been supportive in any way about the stroke?
And his way of support is, you don't have to worry about my dinner tonight. You don't have to make my lunch for tomorrow. These are all things that I have done. Every night I made dinner. Every night I made his lunch for the next day. And that's all. He just said, you don't have to worry about my dinner. You don't have to pack my lunch. He just goes and gets quick and easy microwave meals. And
Barbara, he's really, really angry in these cards.
About?
About having to give up his first love, which is the bottle.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, now, this is very typical of somebody not ready.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. If you put an ultimatum to somebody and they say, okay, that means they're not ready.
Yeah. Not.
And if he's been a long-term drinker, going cold turkey is very dangerous.
Can't do it.
By the course of 5th day, they can go into a stroke.
Well, they should always consult
a
doctor first, always.
Right.
No matter what.
He probably needs to go to treatment, but it's like leading a horse to water. You can't make him drink.
Well, it's you.
Yeah, he would never, ever do AA or anything like that.
Now, and, you know, he thinks you're going to walk away smelling like a rose.
Oh,
you know, this man has a narcissistic streak in him.
Yes.
It
that
really,
word
yes.
fits to a T.
Yeah, and dealing with somebody like that, they are very manipulative. They are unemotional. They may they can show emotion, but it may not be real.
No.
You know?
Exactly.
And, has he been saying really hurtful things to you in wanting this divorce? Has he said he doesn't love
there,
you? Or?
He'll sit there across from me and just like, we need to talk. And, you know, he says, we just don't talk anymore. We don't do anything anymore. How are we going to go out to dinner if all he wants to do is have a drink?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
it's he asked, are we ever going to go out and have drinks again? And I said, because you're an alcoholic.
Well, yeah, that's
that person. Obviously, right
already.
Now, I can't.
He's not.
Well, you ought to, for your own sanity, look into Al-Anon for them to, you'd have supportive people around you.
Yeah, you should always try to find support.
And then they can tell you how to react or not react or tell you suggestions or whatever, especially if they're not in for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the right thing to do, get support.
Has he moved out?
No.
Okay.
He'll play the card of, where am I going to go? I'm going to have to go pitch a tent, and I don't care. You know?
At this point.
I don't care.
Right.
Well, you're hurt. You're angry, too. No. It's like you've been cheated, and the two of them, they look absolutely adorable together. So, Oh, my heart so goes out to you. I
know,
could just sit here and cry.
I just feel really bad. I know who you are, Barbara, and I'm just kind of like, oh, I really just—it's like devastating.
I know.
Right now.
I want to tell you though, Barbara, you're going to land on your feet. You are a survivor at heart, and I don't see this making you bitter in the short term. Sure, you're going to go through all sorts of emotions.
That's because you're a human.
Yeah.
And he's going to try some bargaining. You know, with you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'll only drink on Saturdays.
He'll say, I promise I'll only have three drinks.
Oh, he used to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll only do on Saturday, and I'll only drink beer. I won't drink liquor, or I'll only do this. Yeah.
Oh, no. He only drinks the hard stuff, and he would go through 2/5 on a weekend. That's of alcohol.
Yeah.
That is. That's Mr. Liver's not real happy there.
Oh, boy.
I have a half a glass of wine and I'm white.
Thank you.
Okay, I was going to ask you, are you in contact with any of his family? Or,
he doesn't really talk to any of them. He's got an older brother and two older sisters.
Probably
and he doesn't have anything to do with them.
Well, he's probably
jealous of them.
Well, sounds to me like this man walks around with a real bitter chip on his shoulder that
he envisions himself a much better person than he is.
Yeah, and that he's being demised.
Well, yeah, that, I deserve not to be this and that. Yeah, I feel for you, but it's going to suck, but it'll be better in the long run when it's over.
I really do believe you've loved this man completely, Barbara.
Yeah, the ship has sailed.
And, well, the thing is, though, sometimes when men find themselves out there facing a cold, cruel, bitter world,
right,
he may want to decide to be a better man. And he may decide to clean up his act.
Or he may try to
pretend.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And I think she's already seen that already. She's already seen that.
So he
whines about how many hours he works. He drives an hour and a half to work each way. And yesterday, my sister was here visiting. He said, so I got a call from so-and-so offering me a job out here at $45 an hour. Well, that's $10 an hour more than what he makes. And he flatly turned him down.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
It is what
because
it is.
I don't know what the term is, martyr?
It could be that. It could be
totally, yeah. He likes to complain.
Yes.
You know what, Barbara? There's an awesome book out there you ought to try to pick up. Maybe look on Amazon. It's called Rational Recovery.
Mm-hmm. Is it still there?
Who?
Okay.
Is the book still there?
Yeah.
Where? I believe
it is.
I don't know.
Look for the book. It explains an entirely different side to alcoholism. And it'll give you some peace of mind, I think, because true alcoholics are always planning where I'm going to go to drink, you know, how incapacitated can I get.
That's part of their life, and they don't want to make it not part of their life.
Yeah.
It is there. I can send you a link if you'd like. Message Deb and I'll send you a
link. Rational Recovery. It's amazing. They do hold some meetings, but it's not the AA way. They speak more about the alcohol being a beast that you love entertaining like a devil. And I found it really interesting to be able to see the mindset, how something really bad in their life happened, they think, oh, I'll go drink and get pleasure. It will feel good. So I would love to sit here with you for the entire hour because
I
feel so, oh my gosh, you were a big success story, you know. And listen, there is hope for your own future. Don't let this guy drag you down.
Yeah.
All right. He's probably going to turn into a really vicious person when he realizes you're not going to buy any of his bullshit.
Right. You're not going to back down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, please
Can you see a timeline on this at all?
For him to,
for this to come to some closure, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
This whole, to come to an end, this.
Of one way or the other.
Well, no, right. I think she's done, and she wants to know when
will
that be.
Well, he's still living there. He has, got nowhere to go.
Well, he could have somewhere to go. He's just saying he does nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. He can get his ass off and go live in a one-week motel
or
for $100 a week.
Yeah.
Or summer, and you can pitch a tent.
Well,
really?
He said that. Like,
he said it. I think you maybe can do it.
No, you can get an efficiency room in somebody's house for, like, $80 a week.
Yeah.
You know, that's bullcrap, and she knows
uh-huh.
that.
As far as the timeline, I'm feeling that it can go as fast or as slow as you personally want it to. Mm-hmm. Here in Virginia, you have no children. You have to be separate. I mean, yeah, you have to be separated.
You have children.
6 months.
For 6 months, right.
I thought it was 12 back in the day.
Yeah,
no, it's
so
for non-married.
We obviously don't have any children.
Right.
They don't have any children.
Right, I got you.
So I'm thinking that by a year from now, next end of May, all of this in one way or the other will be behind you. And I want to also let you know there is another man in your future if you want him. Okay, Barbara? I just don't
I
want
may
you
not
to
marry anybody ever again.
Oh, boy. I know.
It's a piece of freaking paper anyway. All it does is get you screwed in the courts when you want to break up.
Yeah. I know how you feel. But just so you know, you're not going to end up alone, not by a long shot.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So we have a rebel card for you.
And before we go to the rebel card reading, I want to give an international shout out to Allison. She's in the UK.
Allison, yay.
It's very, very late over there. All right, rebel card time.
Yeah. What the hell are you waiting for? Get that shiz done. If you are waiting for a sign, well, here it is. That was the show card.
Yes,
too.
That was the card that came up for the show. So
I think that you're heading in the right track.
Well,
I do. And I think you have
done.
Every reason
to
demand that he choose you over the drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can't,
it's a
sickness that he's got to deal with himself.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have to prompt somebody to do that. If you have to prompt them and twist the arm and they say, okay,
right,
that's bullshit. They're not going
to
do it.
They need to
they're
want
to
on their own. I really feel, Barbara, him losing you, the reality of that.
You got to put him out.
Is going to really shock him.
He's got
to
get put out. Fortunately, he's going to have to get out that door, and then maybe, and be not, definitely got to get out.
Then decide what your boundaries are.
And you may be like, I don't give a damn anymore after that once he's out the door. You might feel liberated.
Oh, so, I think you will.
He will.
I think she will, too.
Well, this is a very strong lady. I've known her all the years I've been on the air.
She seems very determined.
And she ran a beautiful business on her own. I mean, she doesn't need to grab onto him like a life preserver.
No, she'll do good.
But, oh, the shattering of dreams and hopes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, honey, we're going to be back on the air on Monday if you're able to join us.
Yes, indeed, we shall.
It'll be 6 p.m. our time and 3 p.m. your time.
And it'll be News for the Soul, but she's on Facebook, so she'll know.
Yeah, stay close because we can show you the fluctuations and if there's anything that you need to be cautious about.
And she was viewing us before real early in the show.
Okay.
So she knows where to find us.
All right, honey.
Your phone number's in my contacts.
We like that. All right. And good luck to you.
Yeah, we're going to hold a space for
Thank
you. We're going to fill it with love and light. So take care, honey.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, make sure you call back again. All right, we are
at, was crying.
Yeah, we are at hump, 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 humpity, hump, hump, hump. All right.
Yeah, go ahead. I just need a quick moment here. Too.
Well, you can have your moment because I must speak.
Okay.
Because it's the halfway point. I must reiterate some things. Mm-hmm. One of them is this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. Also, real
Thank
quick,
you.
The number is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. If we get a gap in the phone calls, we will ask the messenger folks to messenger us. But do not do the Facebook message thing until we actually say, messenger us now. Don't assume. Don't do it. It doesn't work out. So just be patient. There's a half a show left. It's all good. And the folks that can't do either, that are still viewing us on Facebook Live, typing their questions. We may get to you.
I think you should reiterate about why we say it's informational and entertainment.
Well, you can
only.
jump in on that.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody.
Go ahead,
we
Deb.
Worry about newcomers mainly that will be so overwhelmed by the good things in their reading that they just
or
go
bad.
Out,
you know, sometimes.
Just go out and just start,
executing plans like it is a fact and they cannot change. I have this reading. This is it. It will never deviate. It will be 100% like this, so I can do all these crazy ass things. Sell my house, marry my dog, do whatever the hell you got to do, whatever you think you got to do.
Like, for instance, with our previous caller, that man that we can't, he could have an epiphany over the weekend. Is it likely? We don't know. But, I mean, I'm just saying he could want to walk the straight and narrow, not lose her, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And so that is why we say take these, you know, for the insight you get.
It's information that you can
mm-hmm.
use.
Right.
It's not like somebody just sat down, oh, here's your future
yeah.
that will never change. Here's your tablet of the future.
Exactly.
Oh, son of a bitch. Okay. Ah. All right. On that note, since I just dropped an F-bomb. Well, it wasn't an F-bomb. I guess it was an S-bomb. Let's go to our next caller, because we have callers.
Yes.
And that would be from area code 651, which is in the state of Minnesota. 651.
Well, hello there. Is this Christiana?
Hi. Yeah, I was just listening, actually, on Blog Talk.
Yes, you were only listening, not really calling for a reading?
Well, she called in.
It's okay if that's what you wanted to do.
Didn't you need
a
call?
Yeah, well, if I could ask a question, if that's okay. I know
sure.
I call in a lot.
Oh, we love you calling in.
Oh,
Laura.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
we want you to call every single time we have a show.
We have a ton of regulars, and
yeah.
we encourage that.
Okay. All right. Just tell me what you're interested in knowing right now.
Well, it's actually a question about someone from my past.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'd like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention her name, but someone from my past, and I was just wondering if she ever basically learned from the situation between us, like if she has any remorse.
Was this a good friend?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
All right. You sound like you don't want to reveal too many details, so just get as specific as you can. If you can give more details,
well,
as much as you can.
I can go with what we've got, too. I don't want her to get uncomfortable.
Well, I really don't know what the situation is.
She wants to know if she has any remorse, the other.
But I don't know. I don't know what about. That's what I'm curious.
About the situation that apparently unfolded between them.
Now, I'm just curious if she can reveal that. And if she can't, she can't. That's cool.
Were you betrayed in some way by
her?
Yeah,
I felt very betrayed. I loved her.
Was it a love triangle thing or a family thing or a friendship thing?
I loved her very much romantically. And
okay.
I think she felt some feelings for me too, but she wasn't able to really go there for her own reasons.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very specific. It'll help your reading.
Yeah. And, I honestly, from all these years looking at the cards, it is very normal to have romantic feelings toward a member of your own sex.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because I believe, and I've seen them past lives that we've shared with those who are currently in our lives for a specific reason. And the thing is, that spirit, that heart, that soul that you shared that previous life with, these can be carryover feelings. And so it's normal. Now, here's the thing. That woman was afraid to open that door. And, in fact, she had to separate herself from you. And I think that's what happened, correct? That you stopped being in communication with each other.
It sounds like maybe misled her a little bit is what it sounds like.
Well, the other woman was responding.
That's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying she misled her on, you know, and kind of kicked her to, left her in a place where they didn't think it was going to happen. What do you got, Deb?
Well, yeah, but that sounds kind of ambiguous. Which
it was really ambiguous.
It always
is.
Yeah.
It was super ambiguous.
This
Sorry about that.
This woman is really clinging to it's coming through as a marriage to a man.
Okay.
Okay, but they may not be actually on paper.
It's
married.
A very committed relationship, is what she's saying. Yeah, marriage,
and
you know, that's a relative term.
She wants to keep blinders on because she does not want to admit or accept or allow her own bisexuality. So
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, stuff about
that. It's frightening to her.
Very common.
Yeah. Well,
very common.
Fear of being rejected by others.
Being rejected or not liking men. Anymore.
Just not even knowing, not really unsure of themselves of what
Probably
they really, really
unsure.
Want. Right? It's not, they don't know. They haven't made up their mind yet, necessarily.
Right.
What do you got?
And, you know, I think that these are genuine feelings on your part, hon. I honestly believe that in your future, there could be another romantic interlude for you. Thing is, we always have to remember that when we're venturing into, like, say, unfamiliar territory, we got to remember that other person may not have ever conceived of this moment.
Are you talking a different person, though?
Yeah, that there's another woman.
Oh, okay.
Here.
I thought it was my bad. I'm doing multiple stuff. I thought it was like they would reconnect with the same person. Oh, never mind.
No, it's a new woman.
New person. My bad.
Yeah. So the thing is, you're taking a risk, but you take a risk with a man.
Well, life is all a risk.
Yeah.
Everything's nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So personally, no, I do not think she has regret or remorse.
Right.
But she is really glued to this relationship. Really kind of scared her, those feelings. And we don't know, but I'm suspecting way back, you know, when we're in our teenagers, lots of exploration.
We still are kind of teenagers through our 20s.
I had a girlfriend when I was like 15 that we were best friends.
Yeah.
And we practiced how to be a good kisser.
Oh, yeah. I did that with my hand.
Oh, and I did that with fruit, too, like an apple. Yeah,
hello.
But she and I were kissing each other.
Oh, wow.
To, you know, determine what would be a good kiss.
Yeah.
Did you film it and post it on the internet? Oh, there was no internet back then. That's right. You could have made a lot of money if it would have been nowadays.
You know, honey, your cards are showing every time I read them for you that you are really going places in your future.
Mm-hmm.
I see you still have some self-doubt. You still have a distance to travel in terms of confidence.
Right.
But,
sure.
It, you know, take the little baby steps. That's progress.
Yeah. I mean, make sure your goals are not goals. They have to be achievable goals that you make. Don't say, well, my next goal is I'm going to fly. I mean, you got to have goals that you can achieve. They're ultimately going to lead you to the path where you want to be, but make sure each goal is something you can accomplish.
Right. Victory is something you can get to.
Something you want to do and something you can actually do. Don't say, I think my next goal, I shall be President of the United States.
I'm
going to
be a giraffe.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
And I'm going to fly.
Wait a minute. No, within the realm of say, potential, I say shoot the moon. She is an artist that is bringing out a new concept.
Yeah, as far as what we've been talking about,
if it was me, I'd be thinking, you know what? I would think of such and such art, I don't know what they have, gallery showings, and, you know, I'd be saying, you know
There's
what?
Different exposés.
I'm
going to
be
yeah.
a hit. I'm going to have my work out there,
sure.
you know, in
on
New York
buses.
City.
A lot of time, the neighborhoods,
sure.
the local cities will have local... for the locals to come out and showcase their talent.
So why not dream big?
That's true.
I have an ex that used to say, reach for the stars, you'll at least get the moon.
I wasn't saying not to dream big. I'm just saying you have to add immediate goals
to
that big
like
goal.
An actual thing.
Like your immediate goal might be to go to the local art expose in your town to get to the big goal.
Yeah, I was thinking about starting out in my town, my hometown.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. You got it. You got to start out.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay.
Real
and
respect.
I think what you've got can easily be developed into a healing method.
Oh,
for others.
Word up on that dog.
Okay.
All right, stand by for your RoboCard reading, but first I want to give international shout-out. Mike is back from the UK.
Hi.
Welcome back, Mike. We know it's very late over there.
Yes, glad to have you.
Across the pond.
All right, let's
and
hear
Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
We know Tracy.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. I want you to listen closely. Take a shot. Don't take 12. Take one. Okay, maybe two. And move on.
A shot of like tequila.
I think it's
like
a
little bit of a...
There's a lot of philosophy in here. It could, you know, equate taking a shot at a bar to taking a shot at your...
Right.
What the goals you're trying to accomplish. Like, maybe take one or two shots. But if you don't take shots, you'll never get there.
Plus, I don't know that that you need to dwell on this. This situation.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You know?
It seems to be just kind of in the back of her mind.
Yeah, just move on, like the card said.
I mean, it's the past. Nobody on earth can do that. You know, that milk has spilled. It's dried. It's dry milk. You spilled.
Yeah.
Whatever happened before.
I think it's just what killed me is that she like had no remorse for how she kind of like just discarded me like I was nothing. I guess that's just the way it is.
It is. Yeah, some people are jerkwads when they're younger.
And what I can tell you is moving on from friendships or whatever that I thought we were going to have forever, or, you know, this is such a huge relationship for me. I thought we'd be friends forever. People move on when they feel that they need to move on. Like they need to get and move on from whatever situation. So she probably, instead of thinking how it was going to affect you, she felt, this is affecting me. I must move on.
And there was a lot of fear there, like I said.
Yeah.
She was afraid this was going to bring something out in her sexuality.
And a lot of people have internal conflict, too, that they don't even reveal to anybody.
She did not handle this correctly.
No.
Right.
But you are not on her list of remorseful moments. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, because she probably has pulled it within herself.
Buried it,
This isn't, my fault. I didn't want all this and blah, blah, blah. People justify things in their head to not feel remorse. There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah. Right. Male or female.
Absolutely. I said people. It doesn't matter. Yep. People will justify their actions if they feel no remorse.
And I'm really glad you brought this up.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling a lot of people out there listening are nodding because they've had a very similar
experience.
Yeah. So thank you for that. Do you want to remain to listen? Okay, so Jim will know not to.
Don't 86 anybody more.
Okay.
I put them right back on listen, and they can disconnect themselves.
All right.
We're going to move on to our next caller.
Thank you, Christiana.
Thank you very much. We are going to, where am I? Where am I? There I am.
Uh-oh.
We're going to go to area code 443, which is in the land of Mary, Maryland, 443.
Hi. Welcome to the show. And your first name is? Hello?
Cold drop, sounds like.
Oh.
They did drop.
Okay. All right, then.
All right, real quick.
Do you have anybody?
Any folks that want to message her Deborah Lee can do so now. And if we get a call back, we told them to call right back, so we'll kind of watch. And if not, we can go to... We're going to take whoever's first on the phone call, messenger, or somebody that types us a question. Whoever does one of those things first, you shall be next. Because we got some Facebook Live folks interacting with. Oh, Allison would like to know about a relationship. Allison from the UK, you are next.
All righty, Allison.
Relationship goals?
She said a relationship card, but she just... She'll give more. She's jumped in because she wants it next. You can throw a quick little thing out there. I know where she's coming from.
You got to say boobs. And then they know.
All right. Anyway, Melinda has a question. Wants to put the cards down. Do you do mediumship? You do occasionally.
Right.
It has to be the right stuff, right?
It would need to be earlier in the show.
Early in the show, and the more you would have a brand, it's hard to do a brand new person that would ask that without any background info and stuff.
Well, that's
like that.
Why earlier in the show I could get more familiar.
Sure.
And so we're asking you to come back.
All right.
Right.
And that could be on Monday.
We will. A caller has called back, and we shall get to you.
Actually, we're going to be on tomorrow night.
We are going to be on tomorrow night.
I should have told Barbara that. I'll get her a message.
She knows.
Yeah,
She was in this room when we first started. She's on Facebook Live, so she's going to get notified because your posts,
okay.
And she'll get notified when you go live.
Okay.
She's cool. It's all good.
Okay.
She was in here early talking.
Well, I did find that book.
She's the one.
Good.
Yeah,
Kindle
she's the one.
Or paperback.
Oh, okay. Make sure I have the link.
Yeah, she was the one that told me that she had like a really very very minor stroke in her where she even called. So anyway, what do you got, Deb? Because
well,
we have a phone call. She's going to get back
question.
To. It was a relationship card. Allison.
That's it.
She wants to know something about relationship, and she has not. I'm single and love to know if I'm going to meet anyone. There you go.
Single and ready to mingle.
Yep.
Well, that sounds like your turkey is just about done. I think you should share the theory about the turkeys.
Okay.
We tried to talk about it last night.
Oh, so you guys got it.
This is
okay.
Veronica's. Yeah,
so,
I got it.
I don't know how I became the guru of the uncooked turkey, but so like when you put something in the oven, you check on it because you want it now. You checked it and it's still pink. You will die if you eat it and it's still pink. Right?
I mean, you notice if you keep checking on it, it makes it
and
take
also,
longer to cook because you let the heat out of the oven.
Exactly. And you keep
be
on
patient.
Checking it, keep on checking it. It'll eventually it's either going to dry out and then be unedible or it's going to take much longer to become ready.
Well, her turkey's ready.
So.
All right. Well, what are you seeing about her turkey? What do you got, Deb?
It's cooked long enough and it's taken out of the oven.
Gobble.
And now I'm going to tell you about a few different potentials,
oh,
Allison, that are in your car. We have to always remember that life is an immense sea of possibility. So even if you're attached to someone, there can be others that can come along.
I mean, it's just there's a million, billion things out there. It's like a domino thing in a big gymnasium.
You either choose or you refuse it. Simple enough. You choose
You typically have 2 to 3 choices. That's it. No more than that for each situation.
For you, Allison, I would advise you do not go back to there's one here that is characterized as an ex. I would recommend you don't go back there. He's not going to change. I don't care how many times he promises.
Yeah,
this is one that's not going to change.
Mm-hmm. Yep, one of the leopards that is married to the spots.
Leopard, I thought you said leper.
Well, if it's a leper, then he's got a face off like in hockey. Whoop, never mind.
Also, I am seeing a really good one for you coming along. This is somebody that's going to live quite close to very soon. I'm not sure he's even moved yet, but he's coming.
Okay.
And, you're going to adore him. He's absolutely amazing, and I see this relationship could turn into a whirlwind romance, and you being swept off your feet and into marriage.
Okay,
so
give me these. We got how many?
She's got the one I prefer she doesn't go back to. All
okay,
right.
What card is he?
He's the king of hearts.
Okay. So
and then the one I see for her is a jack of clubs.
Okay.
And he's got a very winning personality. I mean, I see nothing to indicate there's any issues there.
Word up.
Now, here's the thing, though. Your cards are indicating, Allison, that you sometimes have a tendency to go toward a
bad
boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it's very, I got it. It's very typical of us women, especially when we're young.
Well, I don't remember. No, mine were all very intellectual, always.
You never had a bad boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one I just left.
Got it.
Away from,
Okay. A bad boy is likely just attracting you on such a compelling level.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women get together and they sit there drinking their little glass of wine and they say, Oh, but watch, I'm going to change him. Mm-hmm. No, you're not. No. So there's a couple others of them over here like that. They appear to be argumentative, narcissistic.
Bad boys.
Yeah, bad boys. The
bad
more you
boys,
can
bad
keep
boys.
Them out of your...
pants?
Cool.
Keep them out of there.
Out of your mind and out of your pants, the better off you're going to be. All right, let's give her a rebel card because that caller did come back.
Okay, out of mind and out of pants.
And
that's
going to
be our new quote.
I think this one's a keeper that you haven't met yet. I'm pretty sure of it.
Okay.
Yeah, what you got?
You are being shady. Watch out. Shiz could get ugly.
Now, that's a really bad card.
I know. The other one I had was stop your whining. So I really just didn't like either of them.
Well, then, you know, the card is the card. If you don't like, what's a really bad card? Well, if that's the card, that's the card. You read it and you interpret it and you apply it to your situation.
One says, no one wants to listen to that, Shiz. Complaining makes you weak. You have the strength to change your world. So do it.
It's a rebel deck. It's not the unicorn in frickin' sunshine deck.
That is
okay?
True.
Jesus,
so,
balls.
Shiz could get ugly and... You have the strength to change your world, so do it.
I think that's a good one for Allison.
I just didn't like the front of it.
No, and the thing is, sometimes when we are without, you know, a partner,
we feel,
Yeah, so don't fret. There is one coming for you.
And you don't need someone just to have it. You can do a lot of things on your own.
Oh, yes. This is the burden of beauty, I
that
think.
Is true.
You are stunningly beautiful, Allison.
Burden of beauty.
And, you know, it's like that, what was his name? Captain
Underpants?
No.
She's talking about
the
70s song.
Yeah, it was John.
When you're in love with
not
a
Elton.
Beautiful woman. It was like one hit wonder.
Everybody wants her. Everybody wants to take your baby home.
Oh,
yeah.
The 70s song.
So that's a burden you have to carry, my dear.
Right.
All right.
Okay, so good luck. Come for another reading.
Yeah, earlier.
Yeah.
Well, she's in the UK. She can only come so early.
She can come so early. That's where she's in.
Well, Monday will
she was in here early.
Yeah.
But we have all the phone calls and messengers. So she
rude!
But she waited.
Well, Monday will be here an hour earlier.
True.
That will help her out.
All right, honey. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
All right. The clock is smoking, running fast. We're going to go to area code 443, which you're up before. It's Land of Mary, Maryland. 443, you're up, and we only got about 7 minutes left.
Please tell us your first name.
Good.
Suzanne.
Oh, Suzanne. I don't know why.
She's been in here for a long time.
Yeah.
She's been watching us very faithfully for a while.
We should always know it's likely going to be Suzanne.
Suzanne.
We should do a lot of things we don't do, you know what I'm saying?
All right, Suzanne, what can we do for you this fine evening?
With 7 minutes left.
Yeah.
I called in for the good, the bad, the ugly. I was just going to listen, but after I heard you were doing rebel cards again, I'm like, that's it, I'm calling.
All right, see, some people really love
that. That is one of my most favorite Clint Eastwood movies. The good,
the bad, and ugly.
I love that
Clint
movie.
Clint Eastwood's my guy. Yeah.
Oh, he is the man. Those spaghetti westerns, oh, those are great.
You know, even at his advanced age, he's still sexy.
I'm just saying, westerns, he was awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he calls, I've got to go. And Suzanne,
I'm
if he calls,
I'm out of here.
Yeah, see, he's going too.
He's probably calling from an old folks' home right
now.
No,
he's
still, I don't care, it don't matter.
Did he die?
No.
No, he's not dead.
No.
But he's pretty much close.
He's alive and kicking and doing well.
He's in his 90s, right?
I believe
so. I'd take care of him.
Yeah. I bet you would.
That's kind of, I'm kind of disturbed by that, but let's roll on.
Okay, I just put it out to the cards. What's the message that Suzanne needs to know? What you need to know is that your life is definitely changing soon in a very abundant way. You're going to walk a whole new path. We know this, though, because you are a healer, and you're going to really put that gift you have to use.
Okay.
And it's going to totally change your life. I mean, I'm serious. I see you making a huge amount of money in the future.
Holy guacamole.
Yeah.
Wow.
And at first it's going to really shake your husband up because, you know, they worry when we go out and get a good life going that the next thing is we're going to be saying, see ya.
Understood.
Bye.
Understood.
And he's not, though. He's going to become extremely proud of you. At first, though, yes, it's going to rock his world. So be aware of that. And you are going to have many, many male admirers. But it's like how people, I think I may have said this to you the other night, when people sometimes fall in love with their doctor.
Yep,
and
heard that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
they call it a crush.
It's like hero worship.
It's a crush. It's not. It's just a crush.
Right.
So, you've got great things. Oh, and look, it's Clint Eastwood's right here. If only, right? If only. I'm joking. Yeah.
The dude's 90.
Did you look it up?
Is he going to run over you?
He's still got lead in his pencil, let me tell you.
Or does he got lead in his wheelchair?
I can't hear this. I have virgin ears. What? What is this?
You may have virgin ears, honey, but you've got a very dirty mind.
I do. Okay.
We hit the 4-minute mark.
All right, here we go. Rebel card.
Stand by for your rebel card reading.
Ask an expert. Don't rely on your friends or the internet. Listen to a damn professional. I don't know.
Well, I've seen you, Suzanne. Hmm. You're going to partner with at least one woman, maybe two or more. But it's going to be fabulous work. The energy, the vibe of this healing group is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Okay.
Wow.
I like it.
Suzanne, are you on Instagram?
I am.
Okay. I want you to find Veronica Speak 2013. That is my Instagram page. And I have had a couple other people from the show. And I like to be able to connect with people because I'm not on Facebook at all.
Well, there you go.
Did you say Veronica? Veronica Speaks?
Yes.
Yes, like I talk.
Okay.
Speaking. Yeah.
Okay.
2013.
Okay.
2013. Veronica Speaks 2013.
I like that vibe and healing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Without,
thank you.
Oh, honey.
Thank you.
Big thoughts. Like
thank you for
ladies.
Being so patient.
You
stuck around for
no
a
problem.
Long time.
Dream big and know that you can
achieve.
I'm dreaming
big.
Yes.
I want to. I'm going to knock it out of the park.
I'm coming to see you sometime when I can get up that way. Because I'm just a hop, skip, and a jump.
We're not even that far away. It's like 5 hours or something.
No. Hey, we got to go through nasty traffic, but it's not that far mileage wise.
So take care. Call us again. We'll be here again tomorrow night.
Thank you.
All right, honey. We love you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
All right. Now, here we are. Oh,
here we are.
The end of the show.
We're sad.
I am.
That is our 2-minute warning.
That's a submarine getting ready to dive. Dive, dive, dive.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's making me tired.
Oh, it should. Anyway, everybody, thank you.
Okay.
Wow, great show. Great show.
It was a pretty good Friday.
As you can tell, we don't script a minute of it.
What?
It's all impromptu. It's all you, spontaneity. Was that almost spontaneity?
It's like an improv show.
Yeah.
I like it.
It really is.
Well,
so,
I mean, when you say no script, then there's nothing else to do but improv.
Right. And if it wasn't for all of you, we'd have no show. We'd
That's
just
true.
Sit here and probably, pick
Our
nose, something. We'll find something.
Noses, whatever.
So, tomorrow night, Saturday night, got nothing on the agenda. Put us there.
Hey, don't yell at the chick.
Okay,
the computer chick.
Yeah.
Not a real person.
7 p.m. Eastern. 4 p.m. Pacific.
I'm going to just shut this off.
Sundays are hot nights for us. So
oh, no, we can't shut it
Saturday.
Off.
I think I just said Sunday. Saturday nights are hot for us, so please
Which
join
is
us.
Which is blowing my mind because
I know.
The media does not, it seems to sleep on Saturday. So it's just odd.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, well, thank
but
you.
But it's worked out really good.
Yeah.